Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. In breaking news, an emergency response is underway following a plane crash in Perth South. A 73-year-old pilot made a crash landing at Jandakot Airport around 1:15 this afternoon. He's been rushed to hospital with serious injuries. An emergency warning remains for a raging bushfire in the state's south. The blaze is threatening lives and homes in parts of Denmark and Manjimup. An evacuation centre has been set up at the Walpole Sport and Recreation Centre. A major cash injection from the Cook government towards family and domestic violence services. $96 million has been flagged in the upcoming budget to boost support teams. Minister for Prevention of Family and Domestic Violence Sabine Winton says everyone plays a role in prevention.
These key reforms will make it easier for victim survivors to navigate the system and access the supports that prioritise their safety, recovery and re-establishment.
A spotter plane is closely monitoring the south coast following yesterday's mass whale stranding events near Dunsborough. Premier Roger Cook says he's immensely proud of the group effort, but is now urging people to let authorities do their job.
Please don't go down there to simply rubberneck to watch the spectacle. Stay away from that area if you can, because we have officers working hard to make sure that we address the situation.
Briefly, Ben Cohen, the man wrongly identified by the Seven Network as the Bondi Junction attacker, has received a settlement after threatening a defamation case against the network. In sport, the extra time debate has re-emerged after yesterday's thriller between Essendon and Collingwood, which ended in a draw. Suns coach Damien Hardwick weighing in, saying he's a big believer in next goal wins.
I don't know whether there's a siren that's a little bit different that the players then know that if the game keeps going, it's next goal. It's not next score, it's next goal. But smarter men than me will figure that out.
Gold Coast host the Eagles on Sunday, the home side looking to bounce back from last weekend's 53-point loss to the Swans, while the Saints and Port do battle this arvo in Adelaide.